You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Francesca Miazzo is the co-founder of Foodlogica. Using its carbon-neutral fleet of electric bicycles and vans, Foodlogica has been transforming the last mile of inner-city food deliveries. Launched back in 2016, before receiving seed investment in 2018, the company has transformed from a small-scale experiment into a lucrative business across three different countries. They've done so by identifying a problem and solving it efficiently and effectively. Here's Francesca now with the story of Foodlogica.
The idea of Foodlogica was born a long time ago, actually it was 2013, when I was the director of Cities Foundation, which is a foundation that does research on global urban problems and develops local solutions. We were approaching the global food system as a crisis and as an issue, and then we were looking at it from a local perspective in Amsterdam. So we did a mapping of the whole food system, and we clearly found out that there was a lot of innovation going on from a production consumption perspective, new products and new ways of consuming them, but there was not much going on when transport was taken into consideration. So we immediately looked at what can we do, conceptually at least, what could be a good solution to connect local farmers and local food, connect them more with the local market and do that in a sustainable way. We did a research supported by a local bank, and nothing happened. We did a documentary and nothing happened. Until then, I didn't have any business background, so we voiced our frustration about the fact that there were solutions available, but there was nobody really taking the initiative. And then my partner, Jessica, wrote us and said, look, I come from the other side. I have a business and financial background, but I would like to do something more meaningful. And I, like you, am Italian, and I would like to work within the food field. Why don't we join forces? So we did. We created Foodlogica at the beginning, and until now, the mission is to clean the last mile of the food system. The mission is the same. We are just refining it more and more, trying to be a social enterprise to be sustainable from every perspective. So not only zero emission transport, but also employing our drivers and trying to be the first employer for people moving to the Netherlands. The business is very simple. We have hubs where big volumes arrive. The hubs are at the edge of the city, and from there we deliver within the last mile using fully electric refrigerated vehicles. We are a partner of food brands. So we don't buy, we don't sell food. We are only helping our partners to supply their clients in a sustainable way. So what we've been doing in the last 5 years is to find the best combination for the city where we work, for the kind of vehicles that can be fast, flexible, but still professional in the sense that it complies to hygiene regulations, is active cooled, and it has zero emission. So this is the work of research and development that has been and will always be going on at Foodlogica. We actually started with two bikes without refrigeration, but with a huge box in the back that were supposed to be charged by solar panels. So it was a shipping containers with solar panels that were charging two electric bikes. Then we meantime managed to find our what they call it product market fit. So we decided to go fully into food delivery and completely refrigerated. And we also review our strategy from many different perspectives, also expansion. And we gathered the first investment in 2018. And that was the moment when we could afford to bring the fleet to a wider number. Still, the fleet in Amsterdam is not so big. We have around 20 vehicles, and those are all different kinds because we are still experimenting a lot. What we do also, we are operating in Paris and Milan, and in these cities we have other vehicles because every city is different, and I have an urban research background, so this is really what I love to do, is to go inside a new context and look at the way we can be faster and still have enough volume to make enough money. I think this year has been pretty much the turning point for Foodlogica. We definitely became more established in 2018 with the first seed investment, but we went through a very good acceleration program for food business, scale up food business, the Impact Hub in Amsterdam, and that helped to understand how to create structure. But this year was the year when, with Corona, we lost a lot of clients, a lot of Horeca clients. And that's the time when you realize you really have to find a way to survive. So we went and profiled ourselves as the perfect home box delivery partner. So we managed to completely regather all the missing turnover from the Horeca client with the home boxes. And we also delivered to supermarkets. And this year with this client, we went also to Paris and Milan. So I think 2020 for a lot of business has been tragedy. We managed to turn it around and focus a lot on what's necessary at the moment to survive and go for it. And we finally managed to gather also to get to break even and profit making in last months. What's next? We are consolidating Italy right now and expanding in the Netherlands, so Amsterdam, Utrecht, Den Haag, Rotterdam. From Milan now we're getting requests for the whole Northern Italy. We always focus on the last mile, and we are starting Paris. In Paris, we are still in the pilot phase. We are testing a lot of possibilities there, but it's a tough city. So I think it's consolidation of also of the team and the presence in the countries where we are right now.
Francesca Miazzo there, co-founder of Foodlogica. You can learn more at foodlogica.com. My thanks to Monocle's Louis Harnett O'Mara for conducting this interview, and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.